Yo, what's good? Avery Sports Show, we are back on the air. Took a little extended break, been playing some things out, but we're back with some audio interviews coming your way. And my latest one had a special tinge on it, because not only was I talking about the CFL Combine and team combines and CFL Draft, I did an interview with a UBC wide receiver, Edrin Williams Hernandez, who you may not know we're cousins. It was a fun talk with Edrin about football, social media, growing up, and so much more. So please, sit back, relax, and enjoy. And also, Avery Sports Show is going to undergo some changes this summer. What exactly? You'll find out soon enough. So stay tuned. Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Avery's Sports Show. It's Combine season here in Canada for football, CFL Combines, Pro Days, the future of football, trying to showcase themselves to pro teams. And I want to have on a guest, a very special guest here on Avery's Sports Show. You know him as UBC wideout number one, Edrin Williams Hernandez. But also, those of you who do not know, that's my cousin. That is family, and he is here on Avery Sports Show for the first time. What up, cuz? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing real good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I know I see you out in Vancouver, so I see you out busy training, getting ready for the combine. I know this year, 2023, was a tougher year for you. Wasn't meant for you to, you know, come back stronger and get ready for the combine here coming in a month, Edrin.
It was a good time, honestly. I learned a lot within this season, right? Had a few injuries and whatnot, but the team did real well. We went all the way to the Vanier. So, like, from the summertime, that was our goal. Like, we really tried to, like, say what was already written. And, right? Unfortunately, we didn't get the win at the end there, but we learned a lot. Like, a lot. There's a lot of memories that were made. And now we're here with some of the guys we're just training right now. It's going to get right. And the comments are on the corner, right? So, everything we really worked for is in our hands right now, so it's one day at a time if I'm trying to take it.
No, exactly. And for those of you who don't know, you may know, growing up with Edge was a baller. This boy was a basketball player before football. He was a hooper. I know you switched to football, and in your 4 years at UBC, Edge, you've turned into a phenomenal receiver at the UBC program. What's it been like? What do you feel Edge has improved the most in your game from when you first got to UBC to where you're at now after 4 years of college ball?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think, honestly, my blocking, maybe I say it. I try to, like, emphasize on my blocking a lot. I feel like that was a big team thing. Like, even from STM, it was, like, a big thing. You know, blocking, we're a really run-heavy team, and I had to learn a lot coming to university. You know, I'm a smaller receiver, so I try to emphasize on that. But you were saying basketball. I feel like a big transition from basketball is, like, the crossover, right, especially on any releases and whatnot. So I feel like that was kind of easy for me to keep kind of work on that in terms of, like, defenders are trying to, like, put me this way inside shade. Okay, so it's like almost like I'm doing a crossover on air. So I kind of kept moving, trying to keep sharpening that type of that aspect of the route running, at least. But there's a lot of things I feel like over the 4 years that I've improved on. But I feel like blocking was still something I'm trying to, like, try to, like, make one of my main focuses. So I feel like as a smaller receiver, if I can do that, it's like it'll help my game and honestly helps the running back and the team to get on it.
I like hearing that. You mentioned your game. I remember coming out to a couple of your games. You were used in a variety of ways. I remember seeing you as a wideout. I remember seeing you in the kick return game. It wasn't meant to be a guy who can be an asset on special teams as well as a receiver, Edge, in your mind.
Honestly, I love the special team. Like, punt return, kick return. It's like, they're almost playing like tag at that point, right? Like, you have your assignment, obviously, for the little left or winner or right, right? But at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be a playmaker. So once that ball's in your hand, it's like, okay, how can I set the team up in a position for good field advantage, right? And, like, it's just a fun time, to be honest. Like, my goal is always make one man miss. Like, no matter what, like, the first guy, you have to make him miss. So if I can make one guy miss, get 10 yards, and then from there, like, see an opening, one, you make a highlight, make a big play, put us in a better position, and then you're on offense, so it's 2-for-1 special.
I like that. And the confidence, you know, you've always been a confident guy. I remember, Edge, back in grandma's front yard, all of us playing ball. I remember that those days, team conference, even back then when it was you, me, Yonko Darnell, my cousin, and the old heads. Uncle Tony knows boys, yo. I just remember seeing the conference back then. They would try to stop us, and, yo. The old heads never won, though. Your conference even back then, from the backyard ball games to now, it'll always make me edge.
Literally. Even I was like, Christmas dinner, Uncle Tony was still trying to get on me. I'm like, you're old. Your time's done. Your knees don't even work the same. So I don't know, but hey, pride's the devil.
Yo, I ain't shocked, man. Yo, after all these years, that is funny. Oh, man. I got to ask you, poor sis, what has it been like to play under someone like Blake Neil? You know, he's been a legend in Canadian football, be it in Calgary, beating UBC. What have you learned from him? Someone who has been iconic and he's so revered in Canadian football, no matter what program he's coached at Edge.
He's definitely like one of one for sure. He taught me a lot, especially in these 4 years. Like, he kept it real with me from day one. Like, the moment I came on this campus, shook his hand. Like, you know, he never ever easy on me. Like, he always pushed me, and he really told me to get to grow up fast, especially coming from the east to the west. Like, he knew, like, that's not, you're leaving your family, leaving everything, right? But he definitely always had to put me in the right position to, like, be the best I can be. And like, even now, I'm still, you know, I'm still growing. I'm still trying to mature. But he always harped on me on these, like, on and off the field, like, what it takes to be, like, a real man. Like, there's more to this than football, to be honest, too, right? Like, he's big on business and everything. So he teaches all of us, like, look, like, make sure you get your degree. Make sure you graduate. Use football to help you in other ways, too, right? So, and, like, he's like everybody, though. Like, he's just so real and so authentic, you know? And he's got that spark. He has that spark, but Coach knows. All respect to Coach, for real.
I like that. You mentioned, you know, coming from the East Coast, you know, being a Hamilton boy, I want to ask you, what was the biggest shock in your mind just going from the East to the West? Because, you know, we know this country is so different. What was the biggest shock to you when you first got on campus at UBC? Maybe you didn't expect when you got out to Vancouver your first day as a T-Bird.
They say BC, and I learned, bring cash. BC was bring cash. And the prices, it's definitely expensive over here, I'll tell you. It's expensive, for real. But it's beautiful. Like, for me, I always tell this when I went home for Christmas or like holidays or like all my friends, like, you go outside my house and I go up and I see mountains. Like, it just looks like a 3D, like, there's mountains everywhere. Compared to Hamilton, the only mountain I see is the escarpment, right? So, it's a big difference, but it's like, that's really beautiful. And the campus is so nice. It's like its own little, I don't want to say city, but like, own little town. There's 65,000 people, right? And there's a lot, it's so big. And it's honestly coming from like such a small city, like, it's not that much there, but still love my city, obviously, but the big, so much networking, like, meet people from all over the place, like, even now, like, even in classes, I'm meeting so much people, and it's like, their lives are so different from a different aspect as an athlete, right? So I'm trying to, like, as I'm getting older now, and, like, I'm really realizing, like, it comes in and goes, so, like, I'm trying to really, like, this year, cherish all these moments and network with everyone I can, like, I feel like I have that personality where, like, I can meet different people, not just as a football player, but it's going to be for the better.
I like that. And you know, this year, of course, this is a year in which the guys, they get to the Vanier Cup. Didn't get the result you guys wanted, but I got to talk to you about the Hardy Cup game against Alberta. What you went viral for, because we saw how Alberta had your backs against the wall. You're interviewed at halftime, and just that speech, that's probably one of the most inspiring speeches you've seen a university guy give, because you, no matter the score, you guys didn't give up, and you broke it down, and to see you guys come back, being down double digits against Alberta. What was going through your mind there, talking and realizing, you know what, hey, yes, we're down, but this game isn't over. There's a lot of time left in this clock to get back in this game and beat Alberta.
I'm big on faith. Like, when that happened, like, honestly, I was when I was interviewed, but, like, I was the only one that believed that, right? I just feel like I had that. In that moment, was like, okay, like, I for sure knew that we were able to get it done, like, I think right after that, when he interviewed me at the thing, when I was huffing and puffing there, like, that was right after I scored, but, like, even prior to, like, even, a quarter after, like, when I seen, like, I say, honestly, sorry, I just have to think back on us. There's so much going on in that game. Like, honestly, when I think of that game, I think of that last play. I try to go back even before that, but I remember there was a play, honestly, where I tried to go for, I ran the wrong row almost, and I went to try to catch the ball, and it tipped on my hand, and it was an interception, right? And there was a moment there where, like, I really almost got in my head. Like, that was the moment, like, okay, I can get in my head, but everyone's going to see me get in my head. And how's that going to look for everyone else, right? And, like, the game, there's still two more quarters left. So I remember I got in my head, so I'd say, like, I'll play. And I really just snapped, and I can't move like this right now. Like, the game's still going. This is the Hardy Cup, right? Like, last year prior to that, like, we lost the fast. That I don't want that feeling no more. And so when I had my coaching another chance to go back out there, and we called the play, it worked perfectly. And once I caught that ball in the touch, like, I don't know, like, I felt something like, yeah, it's that time now. Like, we need to get this win. Like, the defense was holding it down the whole all year, to be honest. And the offense, all we needed was one play, right? And it so happened that I was able to make the play, and we just kept going, we kept rolling, and Alberta was a good team. So that was a game I'll always cherish. Like, Sammy had that wicked catch at the end there. Like, Shamar had that catch for, like, what, 60 yards? Like, it was almost written. It's like a movie. It felt like a movie, but it definitely, there was no doubt. Like, I just knew, like, it was our time.
Man, you know, that was, you know, I watch a game and seeing your quarterback, Garrett Rooker, lead you guys down last drive. Like, what, like, seeing a Garrett Rooker, an American quarterback, he comes in and he galvanizes you guys. What, like, playing for him, someone who's come to Canada, shown what he can do. And I thought he was the best quarterback for you guys this year. He showed how much he can do as the rare American quarterback coming to Canada, getting his chance, with balling out all year long, Edge.
Honestly, they just have a spark, right? On and off the field, he just has a spark to him, right? Like, every day he comes in, like, what you see him is what you're going to get. Like, he works hard, always a smile on his face. Like, he connects with everybody on the team, so it's not like there's a divide, right? And I feel like that helps us out a lot. And honestly, over the years, he's matured too. Like, he tried to become a better leader. He has his own field of his own with his hip. He had a hip injury. It took him on staff last year, right? So I feel like he got his motivation. He came back early last summer. He worked his tail off, and the results never go unnoticed, right? So he still has one more year, and I'm sure he's mad about that Vandy, just like a lot of us. So, like, the world is his and it's ours.
Yeah, of course. And I know, Edge, I know you watch ball a lot. I want to ask you, what CFL player inspires you the most? Like, is there a guy in the CFL you watch you would, like, emulate, or you could take parts of his game to improve your game in your mind, Edge?
That's a good question, honestly. I don't know. A guy that really inspired me was, honestly, my best friend, Savon. Like, he had a shot in the CFL last year because he just got drafted. And, like, honestly, like, even my other best friend, Jackson, like, those guys, they made Jackson just got picked up again, right? Like, those guys, they're not in the CFL, but, like, those are guys that I see that, like, just right there, I'm around the corner from them, and they kind of already did some of it, right? That's a motivating to see, like, so it's like, it's almost like it's like, okay, they did it, I can do it too. And it's like, how can I go about it? Be with them maybe too, like, do it together. But as far as, like, somebody in the CFL, like, I don't know. I'm kind of blanking right now, but, like, I feel like I'm going to remember somebody. Like, my old team, I have a teammate, Lake. That's a good example, actually.
Yes.
I have a teammate, Lake Corte Moore. That man, he's built different, right? So he got picked up third overall. That's a motivating thing. I see him grind the past 3-4 years playing with him. He's a beast. He had an ankle injury too, and his last year too, just like me. So he showed me before, like, when I was injured too, like, how it would go down and whatnot. But I just keep my head down and just keep grinding, and hopefully I see all my guys.
Nice. There you go. First, you go. I gotta ask you now. I gotta ask you real now, Edge. Being, you know, being us, be a couple of West Indian boys, I gotta ask you. Big question here. One meal, rest of your life. Either oxtail and rice or ackee and saltfish. What are you taking?
Well, that's easy, honestly. Ackee and saltfish. I don't even like oxtail like that, to be honest.
Nor do I, yo!
Either, like, yeah. So I feel like I won't say it's overrated, but I mean, I don't know. Like, you gotta get the right oxtail because some of this is all fat. Like, I don't know. I really like ackee and saltfish. I'm trying to get ackee anyway.
You know? Yo, there you go, yo. Sometimes, yo, oxtail can be too tough sometimes. Like, nah, man. Nah. Give me the ackee and saltfish. Give me the roti. It's like, nah. Nah,
Right? Yeah, or chicken, but don't let grandma hear me say that.
Yo, that is jokes. Actually, got one more for you, Edge. You know, we've seen college athletes now, you know, in Canada, US, being able to build up their brands. What does it mean for yourself now, Edge? We see you on social media to build up your brand and build up something you can build upon when you get done playing football.
Honestly, that's actually a good question. I've been thinking about this a lot as of recently, like, and having, like, been to church, I've seen this. My pastor said a great quote, actually, that we can say. Sometimes I feel like people with social media and whatnot, especially in Canada, I feel like America's a lot more bigger with the social media aspect. And it's like a lot of people out here, like, I feel like a lot of it has to do with taking that step, right? And one, it's like taking that step, and two, it's like thinking what others have to think or say about you, right? So, like, I feel like for me, it's like with my social media, like, I do have a lot of, like, a pretty okay following, right? And I feel like in Canada, it's like it's not as normal to see, like, there's definitely guys that are that have that following. It's like, for me, I feel like I'm trying to be different in certain ways, and I feel like if I can do it in the football way and maybe push my brand that way, but even more than football, like with other aspects, and somehow, like, I'm still trying to figure it all out, but my biggest thing is just taking that step and like just trying to find a way and use my following rather than just having it sit there, right? Like, I have all these followers and people are interested in, like, I'm not trying to be a big fish in a small pond, so I'm trying to take it as far as I can.
Nice. No, I hear you. And Edge, I gotta thank you for hopping on Avery Sports Show. It was a blast talking with you here. We gotta do it again sometime, family.
Hey, always. You know, family is forever, so I always appreciate you.